The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome to this episode of the Daily Detail Tip. Today, we're going to be talking about the worst phrase you can use ever in business. And I started my detailing business at 19 years old. And so being a younger entrepreneur, I heard this often from older, more seasoned people that I later realized were just more complacent than anything else. And it's not their fault. It's easy to get comfortable. But the phrase that I heard so often amongst predominantly detailers, other detailers, really other companies, other people in the detailing industry, but also outside the industry as well. When you're trying to work with, you know, a corporate office building or an office building setup that has had detailers in the past, and that equates to baggage of the past too. But that phrase is, "We've always done it this way," and even when I almost can't even speak those words because they make me want to vomit, but because I've heard it so much and then proven those people wrong or seen those people proven wrong. And I didn't necessarily prove them wrong, but customers have said it to me. Clients have said it to me. Other detailers have said it to me. Other detailing companies have said it to me. We've always done it this way. And that, if you ever catch yourself saying that, that in and of itself should be rephrased to, or you should add something to it. "We've always done it this way," comma, period, next sentence, whatever, next phrase should be, "And that's why we should try something else," or "That's why we should try doing this," or "That's why we should go with you." And so I want to encourage you today, whether you're a shop owner, a mobile detailer, whatever, if you catch yourself saying, "We've always done it this way," that is either the beginning of the end or the beginning of something awesome. And so I'd encourage you to have it be the beginning of something awesome, and don't ever say, "We've always done it this way, so we're going to keep doing it this way," because that is the beginning of the end. So that's my encouragement today. Don't say that. Keep moving forward. Keep evolving. Keep growing. I'll catch you guys on the next one. See ya.